Okay, folks. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Crafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV, just like our guy Sebastian Salazar. We see him on ESPN right now doing the Little League World Series coverage. What up, Seabass? All right, the way the week ends is with you guys getting to ask B. Mitch anything you want. We do have a little bit of breaking news on the fan, though, that I just wanted to at least check in with the boys in the aquarium. I've made a discovery. Investigative journalism here.
You're the ass.
Brian Mitchell brought 7 pairs of shoes to Florida for 4 days.
Yes, and outfits.
I don't know where he's going. I think my guy District Sports Talk nailed this. He said, if B. Mitch does it, it's allowed. If Jeff or I did it, we'd get roasted. I think that's accurate. Our guy A.J. Atai checked in. Oh, wow. Now we got peanuts and cashews. A.J. said, old B. Mitch would have had some words for me if he caught me doing the same thing.
Wearing shoes?
We're bringing seven pairs of shoes.
First of all, hold on, Jay. See, this is the thing about you. You always act like you don't know stuff. When we go to the Super Bowl, how many damn shoes do I have?
A lot. Now, that's the Super Bowl, though.
But we're there for 4 days, right?
Yeah, but okay. But I just feel like there's lots of different events at the Super Bowl.
Some shoes I wear with shorts. Some shoes I wear when I put on jeans. So my expectation was to get here Wednesday, do nothing. Whatever I had on Wednesday, I had on. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's 3 nights to go out somewhere. So I wore some Christian Louboutins here. I have some Kohans to wear going away, when I go out. Going home, I'm going to wear those Nikes. I have 2 pair of golf shoes. I'm not wearing the same color golf shoes with every outfit that I have on. I was expecting to play 3 rounds of golf. I mean, I'm playing 2. So what I have on a day, I wear the blue and white ones. The other ones match the gray and white.
I brought a pair of sneakers and some flip-flops.
All I hear is money.
He did drop the Louboutins, too.
As a matter of fact, Jeff, the Dunks and the Louboutins were gifts from my daughters.
Can I ask a question about that?
Money.
In turn paid for that?
No, they paid for that. They all had their own jobs. So my daughters bought that for me. So
you will like this. Daddy Duncan on Twitter responded, he's a Leo and his birthday is coming up. Give him a pass. You know what? Happy birthday, Brian. Congratulations on your
shoe collection. If y'all want to give me something for my birthday, buy me some more shoes. I got other colors I got to match up.
Let's get to these phones. People got questions for B.
Let's go.
We'll start on line one. Jeremy is in Reston.
What's up, B. Mitch?
What's up, brother?
My question is, I've always been curious. A lot of former Redskins seem to stay in the DMV area, and even though you played for the Eagles and the Giants, you came back and made your home in the DMV. I'm just curious why you stayed here instead of going back home or somewhere else.
Well, for me, when I got here, I saw a lot of guys around, and then when I began to get closer to the people in the community, I felt this was home for me. You know, a lot of people will always want to look at going back home. My whole thing about life was you go somewhere, you become a man, you establish yourself, and those people come visit you. That gives you a chance to allow your people to begin to experience different areas. And Washington has been good to me, and when I first got here in that first year, I knew this is where I was going to stay the rest of my life.
How much of an impact did it make that Bria was in school, right? By the time you signed with Philly, was she in third grade or something?
Yeah, Bria was a little older, but like she was growing. But my Monica basically looked at the school system in Philly like, my kids ain't going to school here. So they basically stayed there and would come up on the weekends. And then we went to New York, and I got to West Orange. She found that West Orange was very similar to Fairfax, so they came up with me. But the ultimate thing was,
did the girls do a year of school in Jersey?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Going into manhood, I was here in D.C. I became a young man, grew into a man, and began to start my adult life here. Right. And in Washington, D.C. And every opportunity that I received and the things that I learned and became were there. You know, it's kind of hard for me. Like, people, you make a name somewhere, and then you're going to just go somewhere else just because? No. You stay where your name is made.
Well, dude, it's funny. You know, my father was Scottish, right? Like, born and raised in Glasgow, but he considered himself an American. Like, he considered himself a D.C. guy.
Yeah.
Because even though he had the accent, like, he lived in D.C. way longer than he moved out of Scotland when he was 16. Yeah.
And I think, back to the caller again, I was in Louisiana 21 years. I'll be 56 on Sunday. That's how long I've been living in this area, in the D.C. metropolitan area. Which one is home?
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't pay taxes in Louisiana. I've been paying a lot of taxes in Virginia. I guarantee you that.
Well, speaking of taxes, I mean, for me, I'm fairly open that I would prefer to move to Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the decision makers in Montgomery County are comprised of mostly eggheads, and they refuse to sell beer in the grocery store, which is just so stupid. I would rather move. But having kids in school, like just Shelby going into third grade with her friends and her life, like you kind of don't want to disrupt that. You know?
Yeah, I see that.
All right, let's get to another caller. Yeah.
Well, my daughter told me straight up, I said, we're going to move back home. And they say, what you mean? I said, Louisiana. I said, nah, you and mom from Louisiana. We're from Virginia.
Vince is in Seat Pleasant. What up, Vinny?
My family, how y'all doing, man, on this great Friday?
Doing good, man.
I got an area for you, brother. All right, now,
all right.
First and 10, you're trying to surprise the defense. This play is definitely going for a touchdown. It's either a leak out or a screen. Now, you got three elite running backs. I'm going to give them to you. Chris Johnson, Reggie Bush, and Christian McCaffrey. Who are you throwing the ball to score the touchdown?
Ooh, boy. I'd probably go with Chris Johnson because Chris Johnson was in the league. Chris Johnson was unbelievable. McCaffrey right now, I think you put him in the game, everybody keying on him. Chris Johnson, I think people – he wasn't as big, so people didn't give him a lot of credit. But once he got the football, he was tough as hell to catch.
Yeah, definitely.
CJ2K.
That's ridiculous. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right, brother.
Thanks,
appreciate
it. I like – Vinny always calls in with some unique –
I like that.
It's fun. It was – I mean, Brian and I don't know, somebody in the chat just dropped name your three – I don't know if it's favorite or
they say
best
give my
players.
Top three, like mine, Mount Rushmore, which is the only four, but he asked for three, and I told him mine was Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds, and Pete Rose.
For me.
Because I had some visual stuff of them.
Right. For me, I'm going Barry Bonds, best baseball player I've ever seen play, period. Mm-hmm. End of sentence.
Way before the other stuff came along.
Totally. Pedro Martinez, the best pitcher I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then my third, I'd probably pick Cal just because he's my favorite ever. But I think the answer
is yours. It's whatever you say.
Yeah, I mean,
so those three work.
Manny Ramirez was a hell of a hitter too.
And I didn't see this, but you all when trying to talk about my shoes, somebody put in just like this, John Witherspoon said, you got to coordinate.
Because
that's what I was trying to do.
Got a coordinate.
Yeah, you got a coordinate.
Lanville, I'd actually like to hear your top three baseball players. Lanville's a low-key baseball nut that he somehow keeps secret.
Lanville's a low-key nut, basically.
We're talking like of kind of like recent, you know, last 30 years or something?
Who you've seen. That's my rule is who I've seen.
I tried to go see Ken Griffey Jr. like four times but failed each time. So he's last on my list.
Seen on TV counts. I guess I saw Barry Bonds at RFK.
Yeah, I mean, Barry Bonds was just ridiculously good at hitting. I think I would also put A-Rod up there as well as...
I hate that guy.
Probably Ohtani. Maybe mix Trout up in there.
Yo!
That's just
Ohtani is starting to jump into it.
We might need to talk about Ohtani.
But I need
dude.
To see a little bit more of Ohtani to put him in front of all those those people I name.
Who's
I'll tell you, he's sure trending toward being
Hell
probably
yeah.
one of the best ever.
I hadn't thought about that, Lanville. That's a good call. Who's your best pitcher, Landini?
What's his name? The Yankees, the guy, Pedro Martinez.
Mariano
Rivera?
No, Pedro Martinez.
Pedro.
Pedro Martinez was just absolutely dominant in the height of the steroid era.
Dominant. And dude, like... Randy Johnson was great. Clemens, obviously, great. I loved Nolan Ryan as a kid, but Pedro was unbelievable. Maddox, too. You got to give Maddox credit for the control he had, but Pedro was just bananas, man.